Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and once again, I'm talking at the top of the show because it is time for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to fire some questions at me. Ian, how you doing over there?
So excited, but before we can play this week's show, let's clear up last week's challenge.
In which I said, start with the phrase log cabins. Change one letter to an E, and you can rearrange the letters to spell a word that names places where many speeches are given from. What are they?
Well, if you sub the G for an E, you can rearrange those letters to spell balconies.
That is correct. All right, Ian, what you got?
Well, Mike, on this date in 1975, the Rocky Horror Picture Show opened in the United Kingdom. Its U.S. debut came September 26th. The film adaptation of the stage show that had been running at London's Royal Court Theatre and several other locations the previous 2 years is now considered the longest-running release in movie history, inspiring midnight showings and shadow casts the world over. In his initial review, Roger Ebert wrote, "It's one of those movies you have to use a lot of hyphens to explain. A horror, rock, transvestite, camp, omnisexual musical parody." So today, with Mike N. Othnagel on the other side of the table, our show is all about Rocky Horror.
Damn it, Ian.
Speaking of, the role of Janet in the film was performed by Susan Sarandon, who's since gone on to earn 5 Academy Award nominations and 1 win. For which movie were Sarandon and her co-star both nominated for Best Actress?
Ooh.
Well, it would have to be a movie with 2 very strong lead female characters that she was in.
Oh, for Pete's sake, is it Thelma and Louise?
It is. Now, interestingly, she and Gina Davis both lost that Oscar to Jodie Foster in...
The Silence of the Lambs.
Correct. Tim Curry shot to fame in the role of Dr. Frankenfurter in Rocky Horror after appearing in the stage version in the years before the film was released. In a similarly heavy makeup role, Curry played the clown Pennywise in the 1990 miniseries It, based on the novel by which author?
By Mr. Stephen King.
That's correct. And Curry, in a recent appearance, wished good luck to the actor Will Poulter, who's going to play Pennywise in the inevitable and forthcoming It remake. Rocky Horror's now iconic lips logo dominate the poster and other art associated with the film. The poster is actually meant as a parody of which other 1975 film's poster? A blockbuster that takes place on Amity Island.
Jaws.
Correct, and it's not as popular anymore, but the poster's tagline contemporaneously read, "A different set of Jaws." Among the many television shows to spoof Rocky Horror over the years was Glee in 2010. Among the film's cast to make appearances on that show were Barry Bostwick, who played Brad Majors in the movie, and which actor-musician, who also appeared in the Broadway production of Hair?
Mr. Meat Loaf.
Correct. Number 5. In the role of Magenta is the actress Patricia Quinn, whose lips we discussed a little earlier. Previously, she played the title role in which 1969 Arthur Penn-directed movie that takes place in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, and features many townspeople?
I don't think I know this. Hint me.
The inspiration for the movie is a lengthy folk song, and the singer plays himself in the movie.
Alice's Restaurant.
Very good. And Arlo Guthrie has sat where you are sitting right now many times. Well, Mike was awful sweet. I won't say it, but he went 5 for 5 this week. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can time warp over to wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit these questions that Ian asked me, to look at some extra credit questions that Ian has asked me. Maybe some Easter eggs are hiding somewhere around there. But you'll definitely find this challenge.
Start with the words, time warp again. Rearrange the letters and you can spell the 6-letter name of an Asian island and a 7-letter literary device. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor at the New York Times, Games Magazine, and Facebook. Mike, you get to work on this challenge, and I'll meet you through the time warp at the same time next week.
See you sometime.